Aisha radiyallahu anha participated even in some battle like the Battle of Uhud and the Battle of Al-Khandaq. She used to take the water to whoever needs it and to treat the wounded. Even in the Battle of Al-Khandaq, the trench, she got to the point that she was in the front lines to help those who were wounded. Even Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu says to her, go back. This is too dangerous for you, but she refused. She kept in the front lines to help the wounded. So even in battle, Aisha radiallahu anha participated to see just a great lady, the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we said, her dream was to be buried by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq were both buried in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. That's where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. Now, when Umar ibn al-Khattab was dying and he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, he wanted to be buried there too by his two companions, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr. So he sent to Aisha his son, Abdullah ibn Umar, and he said, please ask her if she allows me to be buried by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Abdullah ibn Umar went to Aisha, she said, wallahi, I was saving this spot for myself. But since Umar asked for it, I cannot say no to Umar. Again, look at the great sacrifice, a place to be buried, and she is going to give it up to Umar ibn al-Khattab. When Abdullah ibn Umar went back to his father, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Umar said, go back and ask her again. Look at the great manners of the companions. Make sure she did not say yes because she was shy of you and of me because I am the Khalifa. Ask her again, make sure that she is okay with me being buried there. She says yes again. And subhanAllah, one beautiful point here. Before, when the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr were buried there, of course, it's Aisha's house, so she's not going to be dressed up like she's outside. When Umar was buried there, every time she goes inside the house, she dresses up as if she's going outside. So they asked her why. She said, because I am shy of Umar ibn al-Khattab. And he's dead, subhanAllah. She's shy of someone who's dead. Look at our sisters now, subhanAllah. Now, look at the... May Allah save us all, inshallah. So Aisha inside her house will be dressed up because Umar ibn al-Khattab was buried there. Now, when Aisha radiallahu anha was about to die, they asked her and they told her there is a spot still in the same. They thought that it's not going to be enough for everybody to be buried there. They said, we still can bury you by Abu Bakr, your father, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your husband. She said, no. They said, but there is a spot and you really always wanted to be buried there. She said, no. They said, why? She said, I would rather to be buried by Khadija and Zainab and the rest of my sisters, the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They told her why. She said, because I don't want the people to think I am better than the rest of them. I am not better than the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am just one of them, so I would like to be buried by them. Look at the great humble, how humble and the great humility Aisha radiallahu anha had.